This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hageani. World Red Cross and Red Crescent Day was observed today to pay tribute to the millions of volunteers and staff working alongside people in need of protection, assistance, health care, social aid and solidarity. It is observed every year on the 8th of May to honour the humanitarian work and principles of the International Red Cross and Red Crescent movement. Henry Dunant, the pioneering Swiss volunteer, founded the International Red Cross and Red Crescent movement. World Red Cross Day was also celebrated at Trims, Nahalagan today. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired, lit the inaugural lamp and paid a floral tribute to the founder of Red Cross movement, Sir Jean Henry Dunant, and all those Red Cross volunteers who sacrificed their lives for the cause of humanity. The governor, who is the president of Indian Red Cross Society, Arunachal Pradesh state branch, called upon the volunteers to spread the cause of Red Cross and make their activities purposeful and effective. He suggested organizing seminars and interactions involving educational institutes to educate people and best ways to mitigate challenges at the time of natural disasters, epidemics and accidental emergencies. On the occasion, Honorary Secretary, Indian Red Cross, Arunachal Pradesh State Branch, Dr. Amy Rumi, presented a brief report on the activities of the state branch in the last few years during COVID-19, fire accidents and natural disasters. Kerala government has instructed all districts to remain vigilant following reported cases of West Nile fever in 3 districts of the state. Health Minister Veena George confirmed that the fever transmitted by Culex mosquitoes has been identified in Thrissur, Malappuram and Kozhikode districts. The minister directed all districts to take necessary measures for mosquito control and urged the public to seek immediate treatment if experiencing symptoms such as headache, vomiting, muscle ache and itching. She emphasized that symptomatic treatment and prevention are crucial in addressing the spread of the fever as there is currently no medicine or vaccine available against the fever, the virus. The fever was first detected in Kerala in 2011. The India Met Department has said that scattered to fairly widespread light rainfall accompanied by isolated thunderstorm, lightning and winds gusting up to 40 km per hour is expected over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 7 days. In the Itanagar capital region, the sky will remain partly cloudy with a possibility of 1 or 2 spells of rain or thunder showers. Upper Subansiri District Police have arrested 2 persons in drug-related matter on Tuesday. Acting on a tip-off of exchange of contraband substance in BN Colony in Daporijo, police carried out a search operation and apprehended the duo. 10 number of soap cases containing suspected heroin of around 112 grams along with other related items were recovered from them. A case under NDPS Act has been registered against the 2 accused persons in Daporijo Police Station and investigation is on. The Deputy Commissioner ICR, cum Nodal Officer NH415, Shweta Nagarkoti Mehta, has expressed disappointment over the slow progress of the work on National Highway 415 Package B. The Deputy Commissioner inspected the progress of the highway from Papunala to Nirjuli on Monday. She urged the team of implementing agency to speed up the work as the slow progress is causing inconvenience to the commuters. She also informed that the administration would constitute supervising teams to monitor the work progress of the highway. Arunachal Pradesh's Lungkung Adam has won a silver medal in the ongoing 8th Asian Jiu-Jitsu Championship 2024 in Abu Dhabi, UAE on Monday. Representing India, Adam won the medal in the female below 48 kg category. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post congratulated her for her achievement. Mr. Khandu said that hailing from Parsiparlo in Kurungume district, Ms. Adam has made the state proud. Arunachali film Sangigai, directed by Nyago Erter and produced by Alison Welly Baka, has been selected for screening at the Marshedu film during the 2024 Cannes Film Festival, which will be held at France. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post congratulated the team for its selection for screening in the prestigious film festival. He said it's a moment of great pride for the state. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.